You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Assistance has begun. I am Gable Renson. I'm on the grid. Sirius XM Channel 159 Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. Let's do this thing. We've got a lot of stuff to break down, a lot of games to get to. We've got a Major League Baseball game starting in a couple of minutes. We've got live soccer right now from Argentina. The World Under 20 World Cup has begun and continues. NBA playoff basketball, NHL playoff hockey. We'll get Schwabbed. We'll talk Charles Schwab, a little PGA golf a little bit later on. We got WNBA basketball, MLS / U.S. Open Cup tonight. There's a little bit of something for everybody. If you like to bet on sports, there's a lot of sports to bet on tonight. What's going on, Cam Stewart? How you doing, Cam?
You're right, Gabe. They came to the right place. Betting on sports, that's our gig. And I'll tell you, I'll give you credit again, not just with Brooks Koepka. You reminded everybody about the Fiji bet. If you saw the final score, Fiji loses to USA 3-0. Game goes under. They cover the spread. Great way to start the day. Yeah, the soccer's on, Morenci, and we'll have some picks from all sports tonight. Great call by you for identifying that game. I'm glad I wrote it because the way hockey's going for me right now, I need some winners. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I doubled down on it, actually. I took the under 5.5 and then under 3.5 in-game, and beautiful. We got it really, 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 really lucky, to be honest. The U.S. hit like 5 crossbars, 16 goalposts.
Right. They could have won that game 12-0. Like,
I had to stop watching at portions where I was like, I literally was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh. It was like
Fiji's
off
awful.
The crossbar, off the goalpost. I was like, oh my God. I was like, man, we're lucky not to be down 5-0 right now. Like, they're hanging off for dear life. And then they added on 11 minutes of extra time, and it was 2-0 after 90 minutes. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man. You guys added 11 minutes after the 90. And right away, the USA scored again. And then they hit a crossbar, a goalpost. They literally hit 2 goalposts and 2 crossbars in between the 90th minute and the 98th minute. Like, they really just started to dominate. Fiji hit a wall. Fiji did a good job in the first half of just sort of
– yes.
killing time, and they also did the old light on the turf to try to kill time.
Oh yeah, that's the Fiji move. It could have been 30 minutes of injury time. You're like, I remember the British coming, oh, the Fijians really hit the wall. Oh, yeah, it's like sitting there. Yeah, I'm like, this guy's lying.
Every time someone on Fiji would go down, they would stay down and they would retie their shoes and they would sort of look up until the ref would be like, come on, bro. But they saved it all at the end. It was 11 minutes of extra time added. But we escaped. There's games going on right now. I think I'm going to be on the wrong side of this right now. We're on the under 2.5 with Slovakia and Ecuador. Got some real wild matchups here in Argentina. But I got an alternate number, too. And I'll tell you, Ken, Argentina are sort of in a similar situation as the USA were in. Not quite big of favorites. But Argentina is playing Guatemala right now. They were minus 4.5 goals. It's 1-0 right now. The second half just started. Guatemala giving Argentina all they can handle right now.
Didn't Gambia win last night against Honduras as major underdogs? Did they win that? They won that match, I think.
Gambia won, but I think it was like a pick 'em, actually.
Yeah, wow. Surprising. I thought Honduras would be favored.
Yeah, the under 20 World Cup, like we said, we got something for everybody, including the Cleveland Guardians and the White Sox.
Pass.
Shout out to all of our radio affiliates. I am Gable Morenci. Kicking it with the Ranger and Cam Stewart. And Cam doesn't have any interest, surprisingly enough, in the Cleveland Guardians. It's pretty crazy, too. I literally have like $700 right now on an Argentina and Guatemala soccer game. I've got like $500 on an Ecuador and Slovakia. I don't even know if it's Slovakia or Slovenia, to be honest. I don't even know what the hell I'm betting. And I don't really even want to bet this Guardian White Sox game. I'm like, nah, I don't
know. I trust international soccer more. Fiji and the
other. Yeah, at least this is the under 20 World Cup. White Sox. This matters. This matters.
I don't care if baseball's a big four sport. Like I looked at last night, the Cardinals pissed away our parlay. We hit the Angels at the end of the night. We hit the Mariners beat Oakland by a million. Like, I'm done, Dave. Like, it's one of those things. It's like, just because it's baseball, I am betting like a crap baseball game later on in the show, but I have an angle on this game, but I'm not just betting random baseball games. Like, I got to be smarter. Like, enough is enough here.
I've got some pretty, I'm going to be pretty aggressive with a baseball card early tonight, Cam, but not on this game. I don't know. No. I don't have an angle on it. I don't know who's going to win.
No.
The White Sox or the Guardians. Like, no, who knows? It really is like the definition
like
of.
Like, flip a coin.
Yeah, we're trying to be helpful to people here. We're just trying to be helpful. And anybody that's tuned into this show for a long time know that me and Cam, we don't bet a lot of games. We're very disciplined, but we like to step up every now and then. You know? We can't bet on everything here. It's the same.
No,
they set a line for everything. Doesn't mean I have to bet every game.
Yeah. And White I know Sox this and week, Guardians. Gabe, after Koepka, you're going to have more golf picks at the Schwab this week, too. That's another thing. Like, I can't be betting these baseball games that I literally have no clue in. But, you know, the late games are good. But
what about
you
Dylan Cease
as
a
money.
Dog? Can't talk now.
What do you think? I like the
He hasn't
I
been
think
great.
The White Sox will win. No. He's not the Dylan Cease I remember. I don't like this game at all, to be honest with you.
I do like the Texas Rangers and the Pittsburgh Pirates game. I lost with the Rangers last night. I'm taking them again tonight.
So do I. I've already bet them. I already bet them with the Eovaldi tonight. See, we're reading each other's mail. I did bet on that game. I like the Pirates were a sneaky trap. Texas looks good to me tonight, Maretzi. I think they murder Pittsburgh. Let's hope we're right.
Well, Donnie Wrightside's going to step up, and then we'll see what he likes on the diamond and on the court.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morency, and we've often talked about the similarities between soccer and hockey. There really are. One's on grass, whatever. There's a couple of more players on the field, but you wouldn't think soccer and hockey are the same, but they pretty much are. A lot of the concepts are the same. And the other thing that's the same, they are by far the most stressful sports to have a lot of money on.
Oh, yes, you're so right. I know. Like I'm watching that hockey game last night.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking about you, too.
My God, your heart is constantly like, oh, that's not good. It's the same thing with this soccer. And especially under 20 stuff, Cam, they do a lot of weird things, these kids, sometimes.
They do.
Right? Like, the goalie's like, bro, you're out of place. You're out of place. It's like, you know, they're good. Like, some of these guys are in MLS and stuff. Like, there's a couple of prodigy star players here. I mean, it's the World Cup, bro. It's the real deal. But it's still under 20, Cam. There's been a couple of, like, oh, my God, moments here. I'm stressing out.
Oh, no, I was stressing out watching Bobrovsky look like the second coming of Ken Dryden last night or whatever.
No need to watch him. No need to stress when you walk in. Nice and smooth. He's not. Yeah. You're stressed out if you try to score on him.
Yeah.
We'll bring Donnie in. I'll tell you what, Bobrovsky, he has saved the last 110 of 111 shots that he's faced. Like, they've shot 111 pucks at him, shots on goal. He saved 110 of them in the last 111 shots. But Carolina can't really do much more right now besides just hope that he's having an off night.
They had 77% of the play despite having three less power plays and more shots on goal. And that blocker save that he made, Morenci, I'm just going to tell you, that's one of the best saves I've ever seen in my life. Like, and I've been watching hockey a long time. That guy's, he's in a zone right now.
That's why I took the Florida Panthers last night. Let's bring in Donnie Rice.
The under.
Donnie.
Sergei Bobrovsky, former Flyer great. Sure. That's cool.
We're talking about how great he is, and that's why I said, that's why I bet on him.
Yeah, eventually you think they're going to score, but they're not. Yeah. Just not happening. Hey, Donnie.
Man, there. I'm telling. Hey, good going, guys. But I, the Florida Panthers, Miami Heat. I mean, what gives here? Nobody's going to lose all the way out. Are we sweeping all the way to the NBA Finals now too?
Why overthink it, Donnie? You're not even a big hockey guy. But like you pretty much see. It's like, wow, they keep winning both teams. You just keep going, right?
Close,
like,
yes.
Unbelievable run that they're both on.
Yeah.
Unbelievable run. So you mentioned the sweeps. So the LA Lakers are swept. The Lakers are done.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The Heat can sweep the Celtics tonight. The Panthers are one win away. And, of course, the Dallas Stars are down 2-0. That's the one that probably is the most improbable because it's 2 and they're going back to Dallas right now. But I saw yesterday, guys, for the record, the odds that all four series would be a sweep. Both Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA, both Eastern and Western Conference Finals in the NHL to be swept, 88,000 to 1.
Wow.
And it can happen. We're close.
That's $1, Cam, and you get $88,000 back. You bet 10, you get 880.
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball.
$10, 800, like Donnie, even like $20 is $1.6 million. What a hedge.
Yeah, there you go. That's life to retirement grease, Gabe. That's a lot of money.
We're not there yet. It hasn't happened, but I'm just stating.
Yes.
I'm just stating that's what the odds are of it happening. Going into last night, I guess it was 62-1. It's down to 62-1 right now. I do not think Vegas are going to sweep Dallas, though. That's going to be the fly in the Chardonnay. So what do you think about tonight's? And for the record, Lattice Morissette.
That's right. That's true. Yes. Well played.
Ecuador just scored a beautiful goal from like a million feet away, but whatever. I can't blame the goalie, but he like drilled it perfectly. Top corner, top shelf, 2-1 Ecuador over Slovakia. So Donnie, what do you think about tonight? Are the Boston Celtics going to be the next team to be swept?
I think so. Whenever you start talking about a team that's quit or you thought they quit in game number 3 while getting blown out and they're on the road, they usually don't muster enough, you know, gumph or energy to come out in game 4 and actually win it. I think you'll know a lot, though, by the end of the first quarter. If this is 28-13 Miami Heat, it's going to be a runaway blowout. You got to look for the Celtics. If you're going to bet the Celtics tonight and you think they can win the game, just bet them first quarter. If they're down after the first quarter, shut the TV off. This game's over.
Know what it is too, guys? I hear the press conferences today. It's like that fighter that's been beat up all the time and all of a sudden, like, they're getting tough. Like, oh, you better not let us win one.
Whatever.
And Missoula thinks I'm listening to their quotes going, like, that's know what it is? That's scared talk. Like, remember when Lisa Simpson told Homer, I see the fear in his eyes. Go the other. Mo, $22. Remember that, Gabe? Like, that's what I think about the Boston Celtics. It's like they're trying to hype themselves up for something that I don't think they can do. You know? That's how I feel.
I do agree. I know I agree with both of you, but I agree. I said the same thing last night about the Lakers, in which we took the Lakers in the first quarter, took the Lakers in the first half, and I said they could.
That was awesome.
They're going to come out, and they could fall apart and hit a wall as the game goes. Todd, similar situation tonight. I sort of see this game being close in the first half. You know, I don't know. You know, someone's up by 1 or 2 after the first quarter. Someone's up by 1 or 2 at the half. But eventually, I think Miami will find a way to win this game. The beginning of this game is critical to Boston, as Donnie stated. I mean, Boston get punched in the mouth early again, then it's just over, and they might fire Missoula at the half type of deal. Yeah. But you got to believe they're going to come out hot. Donnie, did you think at all, and you could argue that one series has nothing to do with the other, but the fact that the Nuggets did sweep the Lakers last night, I think that even puts more motivation for the Heat not to play around and go, look, the team we're playing just handled their business. Do we really want to go back to Boston? You risk injury. A lot of bad things can happen. I've been saying it all week. If I'm the Miami Heat, I'm telling them the next time we get on a plane is to go to Denver, not to go to Boston. This is a big game for the Miami Heat tonight. They got to handle their business and start preparing for the Denver Nuggets as the Nuggets get ready for them, Donnie.
Yeah, and finally, when you look at the lines, it seems finally appropriate. The Miami Heat are actually favored, but it's almost like the odds maker's like, boy, we don't want to make them a favorite. Ah, put them at 1.5 here. There's your favorite here for you tonight. But I do agree with you, Gabe, because you're not taking a look at most of the series. Like, okay, it ends on a Tuesday. The NBA Finals is going to start on a Thursday. It's an automatic start date of next Thursday. So if you're saying to yourself the Denver Nuggets are already home right now and resting, do you want to make this a 5 or 6-game series at this point and put all that energy in while you're going to get a team in the Denver Nuggets that are just sitting around waiting for you and getting healthy by the day? And also, you're right, when you go to Denver, you're headed back to elevation here. So the quicker you can get this series over to Miami Heat, the better it's going to be for them.
You know what, guys? When they fought in Mexico City, the UFC, and they fought in Denver, they put heavyweights in Denver. It was a bad idea. They couldn't get through the fight. But it was, no, they had a hard time, for real. But my point is, the quicker you get there, the better, Donnie. Normally, if you're playing in the finals and you had a week to get ready before, you'd be like, listen, we're not going to show up until 48 hours before. We're not going to Sacramento. We're not going to this city, whatever, before. Denver's completely different. The longer you're there, the more acclimated you get. Fabricio Verdum, the UFC fighter, when they fought in Mexico City, he went there like a month in advance and trained there.
Smart.
Cain Velasquez, Cam, showed up 4 days before, bro. You know what I mean? Yep. What happened? Verdum beat him. Verdum was like ready to go. Cain was like literally needed an oxygen tank like after the fight. He couldn't breathe. And people, like, I know Denver's not Mexico City. It's not the same elevation. But if I'm the Miami Heat, I want to get there earlier rather than later. You're starting on Thursday. I'd want to be there all week practicing. I'd want to get a couple of practices in, a couple of hard scrimmages where guys realize, because every player will tell you the same thing, that it gets easier as you go in the series, not harder. It punches you in the mouth at first, and then you sort of get acclimated to it because these guys are in good shape. So they're not as bad as, like, if it was me and Cam, like, running up and down the court and
Kidding me? Hey, better bring the paddle, Morenci. I don't think. You said it. Like, what do you do in that town if you've got, like, a breathing problem or something like that?
It killed the Lakers. Tough, man. The Lakers, that. Like, it did. You know what I mean? The every 48-hour thing. Look at LeBron, how he was sweating last night. He was done. Yeah. he was just done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabe Morenci. We'll keep you up to date in the soccer. 2-1 Ecuador right now in the 67th minute. Argentina were big favorites against Guatemala. It's only 1-0 right now in the 63rd minute of that match. We have the Texas Rangers and the Pittsburgh Pirates going off the board in a couple of minutes. And I'm not a fan of all these staggered early times. I don't mind if you want to start the game early, but have consensus times. It's like, you know what I mean? Like the NFL, okay, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock. It's not like, well, it's 1:15 and then 1:22 and then 1:37 in Cincinnati. Yeah. It's like, no, they start at the same time. So Texas and Pittsburgh, I was on Texas last night. I got burnt here.
Surprise.
You got Hill going tonight. One of the first things I did, I know too, Texas hit left-handers pretty well. And in fact, they have the third highest OPS in the league, Donnie, against southpaw pitching. They should be able to get to him tonight. Eovaldi had been rock solid. You know, his last start wasn't great, but he has been in a groove. What do you think about this game tonight with the Rangers and the Pirates? I'm just playing the Rangers, and I expect the Rangers to be able to hit Hill tonight.
Yeah, it should be a bounce back. Dunning actually wasn't too bad yesterday. The bats just didn't show up in that seventh inning. They scored 5 times, the Pirates, in the bottom of the seventh. But you're spot on, Gabe. The last 30 days, if I tell you right now, you can't pick a better lineup in Major League Baseball over the past 30 days to go up against a lefty than what you're getting tonight. In the official lineup, not a single player. Now, keep in mind, weighted on base average is .325. That means you're doing your job there. Every single batter in the lineup tonight, north of 325. It's sensational type. But here's the issue, if there is one. Rich Hill, 393 xFIP over the past 30 days. That's about average. He actually gets hit around by lefties, which is only two lefties in the lineup today for the Rangers, and rightfully so. You're trying to stack as many right-handed batters as you can against lefties. But Rich Hill has actually done a decent job against right-handed batters over the past 30 days. 76 batters, a 294 weighted on base percentage. So it's going to be a clash. But if you had to take one side, you got to lean with the Rangers, man. And they lead Major League Baseball in runs for a reason. And you're right, Gabe. They're mashing lefties. They bounce back tonight and win. I can't see them losing tonight.
Texas Rangers it is. I'm down. I'm in. Yeah. Any props for you, Donnie? You going to play any home run props or player props or anything like that?
Not in this game alone. I have a really later on tonight. There's a really good team total that I already pounced on, which once we get to, we'll go over. But I'm telling you, you can't go wrong with picking out multiple guys from the right side tonight for the Texas Rangers. RBI props, total base props. Look, Rich, as I said, has done a solid job, but there's no reason why Texas isn't getting 5 to 6 runs at least tonight with 9 at bats.
I'm going to go, will there be a run in the first inning? And I say, yes, there will be a run in the first inning. Cam, what are you doing with this game?
I'm doing everything you guys are doing. I think there will be a run in the first inning. I have Texas on the run line as well and the money line. I'm splitting it up. I think they win this game like, you know, 7-3, like something along those lines tonight. Mm-hmm. I like the Texas Rangers in a big bounce back spot. We all agree.
Don, your Phillies are going off the board against the D-backs in a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. What's your take on this game?
Overs. Just take a look at the over. Here's what you got tonight for the Phillies. They actually have an opener trying to be the Tampa Bay Rays, but with two horrendous pitchers on the mound. Matt Strom's going to start it off and hand it over to Dylan Covey. That's not going to work out well. And then you flip it over to the opposite side with the Arizona Diamondbacks running out there. Nelson, close to a 5X FIP over the past 30 days. Lefty and righty batters hammering him. I know that total seems high at 9.5. They'll get there tonight in Philly.
Cam, what are you doing with this game?
Nothing, but Donnie, he just came to my door selling Tupperware, and I might need some. He sold me on this game. I was going to avoid it, Morency, but with these
bad
gas
pitches
cans
all
starting,
the way, Cam. Yeah,
that's the thing.
Yeah.
This is the team Tampa Bay knows how to do the spot starter routine. I'm not sure the Philadelphia guys really have that potential there tonight. It could be potential for fire. So yeah, I would lean over in this spot too, Donnie. I like where you're going with this one. I think the Phillies win, and it goes over.
I'm going to play a run in the first inning in this game. I think there will be. I got a feeling there's going to be some offense tonight on the diamond. You look at where at that part of the rotation right now, where most of these teams, offenses are starting to heat up a little bit now as well. Mm-hmm. So I'll say yes, there'll be a run in the first inning of this baseball game. I like runs in this next game as well. We like the over. We cashed the over last night with St. Louis and Cincinnati. You got Wainwright on the hill tonight against Ashcroft. Ashcroft has been hit and hit hard. Yeah. This is another one, Donnie, where, come on, Hauser not runs in this game. And I already got my bet in, actually. I like runs in the first inning. I liked runs in the first inning last night. And the Reds put a two spot up here in the first. But with Ashcroft on the hill here tonight, as far as earned runs are concerned, just a complete gas can. 7 in the last game, 3, 8. And the last 3 starts, guys, he's given up 18 earned runs, man. St. Louis, get to him tonight. Give me the I know it's Wainwright. And, hey, listen, the Reds will score a couple of runs on Wainwright as well. So that's why I do like the over of this game. I got a same-game parlay, actually, here. So give me St. Louis to win the game. And over 7.5 at plus 100. Because I'm playing St. Louis to win the game anyways, and I'm going to play the over in the game, but I'm also just going to do a little insurance here. St. Louis to win the game, and then over 7.5 at plus 100. $100 returns $200. Mm-hmm. Cam, what are you doing with the game?
I think I have the Cardinals in a parlay, too, with the Dallas Stars in one of my parlays, and I'm going to take them on the run line here. I think I kind of agree with what you're saying. I think the weather's been pretty good across the USA here today. It's nice and hot here. Ball's traveling. I can tell you, with these two guys, I agree. Ashcroft, this guy's... You should change his name to Frank Flammable, man. This guy gets hit hard and often. I like St. Louis to bounce back. Heartbreaking loss, 6-5 yesterday. I see them taking out some frustration on the Cincinnati Reds. The Cardinals have been playing good baseball. They just got tripped up last night.
Donnie, what are your thoughts on the Blue Jays and the Tampa Bay Rays?
I'll tell you what's interesting about that. By the way, you're right. St. Louis and Cincinnati, you have two pitchers on them out. Both are really bad. And also, they don't strike anybody out. In a small ballpark, the ball in play with two bad pitchers. I mean, it sounds fantastic. And it should provide runs tonight. But if we're taking a look here, I'm a little bit worried about Barrios on the mound, not because I don't think he's having a decent month here. 3.90 xFIP isn't bad at all. He's actually been dominant against right-handed batters, but here's where the issue lies. Against lefties, a 382 weighted on-base percentage over the past 30 days through 65 batters. You got some good lineup, good batters in the lineup. You're going to have Lau, Franco, Raley, Walls, Mejia. So it looks like, what, five total lefties in the lineup? And that's a good hitting lineup. I'm a little bit nervous here tonight for those Toronto Blue Jays because Barrios can be touched up a little bit. And also, 24-4 at home for the Rays? My goodness. That's outrageous.
You're the home run prop guy, Donnie.
Yeah.
We should note Barrios. This is the one thing that he does when he – that's his thing. He gives up home runs. He's given up a home run in five straight starts. He's given up six home runs in his last five. One of the starts was two home runs.
Yep.
The other ones were one. So we're talking about a pretty high volume, high chance that he's going to give up a bomb tonight against Tampa, who crushed at the baseball and have hit a million home runs this year. The question is, who's the one to hit home run tonight for Tampa, do you think? If you
Here's
had to
you
play
got.
A guy.
Give me two guys here in this, just to take a look. Low out of the leadoff positions, a 293 ISO power number against right-handed pitchers the last 30 days. That's sensational. But take a look at Rally in the cleanup position, a 327 ISO power number. And again, keep in mind, 165 is average. He's basically doubled the average over the past 30 days. One of those two guys will go yard against Barrios tonight. That's where we can look.
What do you think, Cam, of this game, your Toronto Blue Jays in action, who just continue to fade and struggle against division opponents?
I'm like a scorned lover with this team now. I've had enough. I used to work it out, you know, say, try to fix the relationship. I'm done. Watching these guys play balls like bags of toys last night, though, just it was that was just awful from every position, with Guerrero dropping balls to sloppy play to everything. You know what? They might win. And it was 6-4, Marantz. Without all those mistakes, they actually could have won that damn ball game because they scored some late runs. But I'm telling you, I'm passing on this game. I know this sounds insane. I usually bet every Jays game. I don't want to take Tampa Bay. I'm done. I'm betting on other stuff. There's tons of sports on the board tonight. I don't want more stress in my life with the Toronto Blue Jays, even though they can win. Pass.
You know what's really surprising? Listen, we thought the Blue Jays are a good baseball team. They're obviously struggling right now, but it's pretty early, and they have to be pretty concerned. Suddenly, they're in last place. I mean, it just is what it is. You're only two games over 500. This hot start that they had is evaporating quickly. And what really stands out, Donnie, 5-13, bro, against division opponents for the Toronto Blue Jays. They played 18 games against these foes and have only won five of them. That's a problem. That's a disturbing trend.
It really is.
Dude, that's a tough division, too. If you're in the AL Central, you're probably leading it here if you're Toronto. But you're dead last because the AL East is ridiculous right now.
Man, it's a tough spot tonight. So Cam is going to pass here. Man.
Probably the over.
It's a tough game.
Bradley's been pretty good. I don't know. I don't know, Gabe. They got to show some bite back, but – Barrios is, you know him. He's one of those guys. If he doesn't have his stuff, he's going to get clobbered by that Tampa Bay lineup. They got hitters, murderers.
The Rays
all
are the play.
Place there.
The Rays are the play.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I'm not betting
Let's
the Rays.
Just be real.
But if I'm not betting the Jays, it's
yeah. But 24-4. If we really want to take a step back and analyze it just from the outside here, you have a wily, inconsistent pitcher that gives up a lot of home runs on a ice cold baseball team right now that can't beat division opponents against a division opponent who hit the most home runs in baseball and are 24-4 at home and they're minus 112. Yep. Come on.
The Blue Jays get line respect. That's one of the things.
Tampa's
the play. Got a lot of big names. Yeah.
I think Tampa just don't get any respect. That's the thing. Tampa.
They don't
get a lot of love. All right, Donnie, hang out. We'll get you out on the other side. I just want to get we'll rattle off all your props tonight, your home run props and RBI props and everything else in between. So we got the D-backs and the Phillies coming up in a couple of minutes. We got San Diego and Washington in the 7 o'clock hour. Garrett Cole's on the hill against Baltimore tonight. I actually think this could be a low-scoring game. The total is 8, looking at the under. Dodgers and Braves as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Arancy. We'll get Donnie Wrightside out of here in a couple of minutes. We appreciate his time. So just quickly, Donnie, we'll get to your dingers and everything. So tonight you're looking at what in the basketball game? What are you going to do in the NBA game tonight?
I'm not going against the Miami Heat here. They're favored by 1.5. They're the better team. If I think there's an inclination, as we said, with the Celtics that they've quit, they haven't been able to meet the Miami Heat at that highest level. They're going to lose tonight. I did put a same game parlay in. Real simple tonight. Brogdon to make a three, Derek White to make two threes, and just also Gabe Vincent to get 10 or more points. It's only a plus 125, but it made some sense to me just to get some extra action. But I would be honestly shocked if this game goes back to Boston. I would.
All right, Dinger Tuesday tonight. What are you doing tonight on the diamond as far as your props are concerned?
Yeah, if you're looking for left-handed batters here, and I guess we're underway now. The Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, and Cody Clemens in the Phillies game. But if you're honestly looking late, and we know how bad the Oakland Athletics are, but they got two matchups in their favor tonight at the plate, and that's from Brent Rooker and Jesus Aguiar. If you're looking for home run props late going against Marco Gonzalez, who has been atrocious against right-handed batters, yes, the Oakland Athletics, one of those two guys, is going yard tonight up in Seattle.
Oakland have been one of the best over teams in the league.
Oh, yeah.
We saw last night. Man.
Exactly.
Yeah, last night it ended up getting over the number as well. And Gonzalez coming off an outing in which he gave up 8 runs. He's given up 8 runs, actually, in 2 of his last 4 starts, Marco Gonzalez has. So, yeah, there could be some runs put up on the board tonight. All right, Donnie, we won't ask you what you think about the U.S. Open Cup tonight and the Red Bulls and FC Cincinnati.
Yeah, just take the under, right? Is that what it's supposed to do? Soccer, just take the under.
Take the under in the hockey game. I think the hockey game goes under tonight. And for the
overtime
record,
tonight?
First
overtime.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say the first two went to overtime. We played overtime last night again. Nearly did. It was 1-0. Got a sprinkle on it, man. It's +300. You got to take a shot.
Yeah,
on
exactly.
That.
Exactly. I agree.
Great, great stuff, Donnie. Always a pleasure, my man.
You got it, guys. Have a good one. See ya.
Take care, Donnie. This is,
Donnie Wrightside. Good stuff with Donnie. All right. I'm sweating out this soccer game, Cam. We got baseball starting right now, but I got a lot of problems here.
I have like bowel problems. I don't feel very good. My health. I'm going to tell you, I think there's goals in this hockey game tonight. I think Dallas jumps all over Vegas. I'm taking them, Gabe. No matter how I'm going to attack this game, I'm going to take them in the first period. I think Dallas comes out and actually gets that 1-2 lead, kind of like what they did in the last series when they were desperate and coming out. I know both goaltenders. Ottinger hasn't been great, and I think they can really get to Aiden Hill tonight. The other series, I totally agree with you. Like, all unders. I'm never going to take it over with the way Bobrovsky's been playing, but I think we can get there tonight. I like Dallas to win like a 5-2, 5-3 type of hockey game tonight. I like the over.
So you think it opens up tonight, huh?
Mm-hmm. I do.
I think it could get over the number. I don't think it opens up as much as you do, but I think it, you know, anytime there's a 5.5 on the board, so you're always living dangerously.
That's true.
I feel, to me, this is like a 3-2 game once again tonight. I mean, it's a big, big game. This is as big as it gets. Like, this is, you know, Dallas are an absolutely must-win situation. Vegas, I think, are going to play a very conservative road style of hockey game, not want to make any mistakes. Put it this way. If you're Vegas, Cam, you'd be happy to take this game to overtime tonight. Right?
Oh,
like
big
if you're
time.
Vegas, you'd be like, listen, if we're tied or whatever late.
Yes.
I think that's their thing. Because they know Dallas are going to throw the kitchen sink at them early, bro. That first 7-8 minutes, Dallas
is going to
be like the crowd. You know what I mean? There's that. But if they survive that little initial barrage, they can settle things down. I do think the Dallas Stars win the game, though. I agree with you as far as the Stars winning the game.
It's not just that. It's like when I look at Florida, and even though I thought Carolina was the better team last night, Bobrovsky, the goaltender is the big equalizer in hockey. It doesn't matter. Like, if he's on fire, then you're screwed. It's kind of like you say you're riding the hot hand. Aiden Hill has been very, very good for Vegas, but let's see how this translates on the road in a tough environment. Whereas you said, Dallas is going to throw everything at these guys early. I'd not be surprised if Dallas had a lead in this game. Hopefully they don't take the pedal off the metal. But, yeah, I think it just even 4-2, it gets over the number, the 5.5. Ottinger hasn't been great, too. I've been very surprised. Like, when I watched that guy play in the regular season, he was fantastic. Now he's just kind of like he's confused, and he just doesn't seem like himself. But I think they're going to give him some goal support tonight.
he's fatigued.
Yeah.
He's tired.
You're right.
They played him too much in the regular season.
You are absolutely correct. Look at Bobrovsky. They brought in
Alex Lyon. Playoffs, Cam, deep run. Like, he's played a lot, yeah. Ottinger. Like, they needed to rest him a little bit. But they were battling fighting for first place and fighting and all this. And, like, right? They didn't want to rest him. But you can see he's tired.
Look at it. Look at it. You brought up the point. Look at Carolina. Their goalies are still playing good. They didn't go to Ranta or Freddie Anderson. They're letting in one goal and losing games because Bobrovsky's getting shutouts. Aiden Hill is Vegas' four-string goalie. They played Boisson, all the other guys that they had there, tons of guys that all got hurt, right? So now he's there, and he's hasn't played a lot of hockey, playing well. You called it. Ottinger's played so much more hockey than these other guys. And you know it, Gabe, going into Vegas, like, it's hard on any good athlete to be a goaltender and play that much hockey. Like, it's very, very taxing.
He's been inconsistent, though. There's no doubt. Like, even earlier in the playoffs, he was inconsistent, Ottinger. Mm-hmm. I never realized how much room he gives in between his legs. I don't even like the term five hole because they never said that when I was a kid either and younger. Like, well, you should just be between the legs.
Legs. Yeah.
Who's like, hey, watch him between the legs? Five
hole. No, you're right.
Yeah,
he's got big gaps. Like, he's really good and
quick. I never really clued into it, but it's one of those things until it was exposed, you don't know. Teams have figured it out, bro. Like, I'm telling you, watch. There's big holes, Cam. Like, it's like, wow, I never really, you know what I mean? He seems slow in the crease. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's slow in the crease. He's just sort of, he's okay. But he's not like that great, like, oh, my God, this guy's great.
I will say this,
and
though,
that
Retzi,
Hill dude's pretty big, Cam. That Hill kid takes
Hill's, that's a great dude, call. Like, that's the thing. Hill was a good goalie. Like, I remember him in San Jose. He was a backup, and he almost took the starting job, and he got moved around a lot. And Vegas is, you got to hand it to Vegas. Look what they've done with all these extra goalies. Like, Tage Thompson got hurt. They just throw this kid in there. It's amazing what they're doing. But the guy, that was on good on their organization. But here's the thing about Ottinger, Gabe. You've seen this. When he has a game and a must-win game, he stepped up against the Kraken when he really needed to win. So that's, if he can't
get it done
tonight.
They were 5-0 off a loss, Cam, before their last loss in the playoffs. And dating back, Ottinger was like 22-4 or something like that off a loss in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Dallas are very good in the postseason of not losing 2 and 3 games in a row in these series. They lost the first two in overtime. Tough environment in Vegas. Big game tonight. Listen, I like Dallas more than the total. I'll tell you that. Like, last night, I liked the under a lot. But, like, but it wouldn't surprise me, Cam, if Dallas won this game 4-1, 3-1, 3-0, 4-1. You know what I mean? It stayed under. Oh, my God.
I'm glad I didn't have money on this game because I got enough stress. I'm losing my shirt in the NHL playoffs by betting.
Anybody
who
just said, "Want to see a highlight of a soccer goal?" Like, I don't know how the hell that didn't go in. And I I need no more goals in this game, man. I wasn't even looking up at the time. I'm trying to just sort of, like, you know, hoping it'll eventually end. They've added 7 minutes of added time.
You know what I've realized, Morenci?
These guys, man, with your stupid added time, man.
I got to be more like Paul Bovey. When things are going bad, like, I invested 4 overtimes in my life just to watch my bet lose. There's nothing worse. Like, if you win that game, you're like, yeah, you're all refreshed in the morning, whatever.
I think that deflated them for the series, actually. That was one of those where...
That's a heartbreaking loss.
I thought it at the time. I'm like, when you go that far, you need to win the game. It's like one of those, listen, because we're going to be wiped out for the rest of the series. We need to get the win because we're going to be wiped out. It's like a baseball game that goes 23 innings. At some point, you can't lose that game. Like, it becomes like, listen, we need to win this because we're going to be ruined for the rest of the week. Wow, that was a big – like, think about how things would have been different if Carolina – maybe Carolina would be up 3-0 right now, Cam.
They could be. That's so – do you understand, Morenci?
Yeah, I mean, just like that. I'm
not going to lie to you.
If they won that game in quadruple overtime, maybe they're up 3-0. It's that fine of a line in this series.
Thank God for totals because we tell the truth on the show. I have not won one game in either series in the second round on a side. I'm 0-3 with Carolina, and I'm 0-2 with Dallas. I'm getting murdered. Every game going to overtime, one-goal games. I'm going to be honest with you. Hockey's starting to really piss me off. It's getting frustrating the way you're frustrated with soccer right now. Yeah, I am. I actually really am going to snap soon. But
Well, I can tell you a story to make you feel better that I did that was really, 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 really disastrous.
No, that won't make me feel better.
I don't even want to talk about it until I repair it. Once I repair this, I'll tell the story after. But I'm in a serious repair job. Why do you think I put $1,000 on USA Fiji? I'm trying to I'm in full out, we've got a problem here. We got to correct
this. My brain's like scrambled eggs right now, man. I'm with you. I just don't know. But I will say this. I can see your 4-1 score with Dallas. If it goes under, I think Dallas beats them by 2 or 3 goals. And if they don't, I might have to tap out.
Yeah, I'm just stating that I see your score. I can live with it, 4-2. I don't think it turns into a 5-3 game. Normally every series has a game where it does turn into that, where it's like, oh, my God, they scored 8 goals, 9 goals or something. I don't know if it happens now. The stakes are so high. Vegas are 2 wins away from a cup. Nobody wants to be that guy to make a mistake. So, yeah, I think it could be really, really close to the vest here, you know? Dallas cannot make a mistake early either, Cam. They got to play this very cautiously.
I would say this, people. I'm on Carolina, but the odds of them winning 4 straight games against Florida is probably 0. But if Dallas wins tonight, Gabe, this is different. They're a veteran team and stuff. If it goes 2-1,
they're only down.
Their games have gone to overtime in Vegas. Take a look at the series price with the Dallas Stars. I put $100 on it today. I think it's +300 or whatever.
Well, you could argue there's value with the Stars for the Cup now because you get them. If they actually made it, you'd have them against the Panthers at +780 or something.
Do you think Dallas could beat Florida if they got in there? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, maybe Florida. That's
whatever,
dude.
Florida go to overtime every game. So
you're right.
They're crushing teams. Every game's a one-goal game. They're not
you're so right.
By 10.
Let's call it out for what it is. The Florida Panthers aren't just great.
They're the luckiest team ever.
They are the luckiest team I've ever seen.
No, but they work for their luck, Cam. I'm just saying. They do. They're blessed. It's not like they won a lottery. It's like, man, you guys aren't even good and you're lucky. No. They're working their ass off, but I've never seen a team like they flipped a puck in the air and called heads or tails and they win 100 times in a row. It's like they won 100 coin flips in a row or
you're
something.
You're right. I'm watching Carolina going, you could not
Carolina
have
hits crossbars to block or save.
That's what I'm saying. Carolina dominated them yesterday and they ran into a hot goalie. That's the difference between, you said it, hockey, basketball, the better team will find a way. In hockey, it doesn't matter. We could kill you all night long.
Yeah, but that's why I say it's not a lock that Florida wins the cup, because they're not blowing you out. They're winning 3-2 and 1-0.
I know. I need Dallas bad tonight, Morency. The way you say you've got things going on up there, I don't really say that, but this is very important. We need a Dallas Stars victory tonight. I want to hear that.
Slovakia are on the attack right now. They're down by 1. There's 2 minutes left in added time.
What's this segment teaching us? Maybe we should reevaluate some of the things we do.
No, this segment's teaching us the importance of clearing the zone and getting the ball
in
scoring danger and the puck. Both. That's what it's teaching.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, we survived. We survived the Ecuador and Slovakia match. Argentina have just scored, and man, they add a lot of extra time here in these World Cup under 20 games. They added 7 minutes of extra time. They just scored in the 8th minute of extra time, of added time. It's really? Just end these damn games, man. But it is what it is, and we're off and running today. Cam's in on the hot seat right now looking for some wins. The NHL's been letting them down. Man, we got baseball coming up in a couple of minutes again, Cam, but
good start,
sort of time
Morency.
To regroup. What are you going to do?
I will say this. I'm grinding small units, but we got a run in the first inning. Texas is up 2-0. Good start there. So it's something to be happy about. I just don't want the pain train to start right when we're doing the show. So So that's good. We got a first run and the team we need's winning.
We also hammered the first run in the inning of the Cardinals and the Reds. We did it last night, and we did it again, and it's 1-1 after the first inning.
Yep.
I'm telling you, bro.
Excellent. Yep. That's our new game.
That's my same game parlay, too, Cam. Remember, 7.5 runs.
Right.
There's already 2. We're off and running. Cards are going to smoke them tonight, bro. Cards and Rangers are going to smoke them. So there's no baseball coming up at 7. We do have WNBA basketball coming up.
There's a Yankee game at 7:06. Are you betting Cole versus Braddock?
Is it 7:10 or 7:20?
That's a 7:06, yeah. And I'm not even going to mention the Nationals-Padres game. That's a pass. I'd actually take Washington. How bad? Like the Padres? They're a money burner, man. You want to talk about a team that'll burn your wallet? Pass.
You know what? Mackenzie Gore strikeout props could be worth a look.
Yes.
Except it's 5.5. They're onto it. He does strike out a lot of batters. I take a look at Mackenzie Gore over 5.5 strikeouts there. As far as the Yankee game, I was going to get to it on the other side, but we'll throw it out here right now. I think the Yankees win, and I think it goes under. I think they get it done with Gerrit Cole tonight, and it goes under the number. Yankees win, and it goes under. And I want to get to the WNBA basketball. Yep. I like the Mystics tonight. Give me the Mystics
in
the first quarter on the money line and in the first half.